It's Cap and Haw.
I definitely love Chicago, but I definitely understand it's a business on both ends. You know, like for me, I want to win. Organization wants to win. Miss McCaskey wants to win. So definitely aligned there. But there's a business side on both ends, and I get that. So your other part of the question, did I talk to him? Yes, I met with Ryan Pace. I met with Coach Fox. I was up there actually yesterday talking to Coach Gase. All of my communication with them has been nothing but positive. But, you know, I can't listen to all of that. And like I said, you know, I love Chicago. And, you know, I think that we have some special pieces here to be a successful team.
Do you think he'll be back?
I don't know.
Welcome back, Cap and Haw, on Comcast, Sportsnet, and WGNplus.com. That was Brandon Marshall at his charity event about a month ago.
Yeah, I think he understands what's going on here. I think that he met with the brass and their inability to give him any sort of guarantee. He knows. He'll put a positive spin on this if he ends up being an ex-Bear. You have to be fair here, and when he was healthy, pretty productive. And, you know, before this past season, when things got away from everybody, well, Brandon Marshall was an asset. There's no question about it. And he does make you better offensively. The question is number one, is he worth all of the other stuff that comes with, you know, Brandon Marshall?
The clown show.
When things go bad, do you want him around? And number two, the one of the things is about the Bears people don't talk about a lot is that he and Alshon Jeffrey could stake the claim just a year ago they were the best 1-2 tandem in football. What happened last year was they were two alike, and teams started to understand that, you know, they weren't getting separation. There wasn't any sort of speed component to the Bears' passing game, and that hurt them because they had two very similar styled receivers, and you could defend them similarly, and you put somebody over the top, and it wasn't a case of they weren't going to get away from you if you kept them in front of you. And you need somebody to create a little more separation to take the top off the defense, to make those big guys, strong guys, the run-after-catch guys, better.
Also, you talk about the trademark of Brandon Marshall out there. Adrian Peterson has given the Vikings a list of five teams.
Five teams. Who are they?
That
do
he
we
would
know?
Go to. Yes, we do know. The five teams are Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
who definitely need a running back to
definitely.
Be there with Andre Ellington, who's always banged up. The Colts. Who could use a lead back.
That's interesting.
The Cowboys.
That's probably his dream job, right?
The Chargers.
Right.
Who need a lead dog.
Wonder what Chargers.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Where does that come from?
He must like Lovey.
Say you love Lovey.
Say you love Lovey.
Adrian. So you talk about wanting to have a good legal counsel on retainer. Imagine your backfield of Jameis Winston handing off to Adrian Peterson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in the media guy, they would just put their mugshots.
Wow. Wow, wow,
front
wow,
view,
wow, wow.
Side view. Sorry.
That would be unbelievable.
Of those teams, if you're the Vikings, you're going to take the best offer.
Well, it sounds like they're doing all they can to convince Adrian they want to keep
sounds
him.
Like he doesn't want to play there.
Right.
He's so grateful for them standing by him and paying him through his personal ordeal
they actually,
that he wants to get out of town.
He feels they did not stand by him.
They didn't? Did the cash did the checks clear?
They had to pay him. They had no choice.
And they did what any reasonable NFL organization would have done. They responded in a way that they distanced themselves initially. I would continue to distance myself. For him to be resistant to their efforts to bring him back, you know, I think that says a lot about him to me. I mean, he should be grateful anybody wants him.
But if
really,
if they felt
they've not been good to him over the years, I know he's been great for them. Until the whole thing.
I can't answer. I haven't monitored that relationship close enough. Although,
what's not to like about being a guy who's got a $100 million contract? Is he the highest paid running back in football?
Gotta be.
Boy, they really disparaged him and treated him shabbily.
But if they felt that they were not what's the right way to put this? If they felt like, hey, man, we did everything we could, we're not going to go kiss his butt and show up at his house, they were there hat in hand yesterday to beg him to stay.
They were hugging him.
Hugging him. Mike Zimmer hugged him.
They had him at hello. Cap, I'm telling you this. If you're Adrian Peterson and you have in your recent past what he has in his recent past, and you are going to have to live with that the rest of your life, let alone your career, and your employer for the last 7, 8 years, whatever, how many years has he been in the league? 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Then I think that you are grateful that they want you back. I know that's not the way he looks at it. It's a selfish world that we live in, especially pro sports. Everything is about, you see it from your perspective, you're blinded by your success, and you have a warped sense of reality. That, to me, is everything that we're seeing here. He's not going to go back to the Vikings, who want him back? I have a bigger issue. If you want to debate why the Vikings would want him back, that's a debate.
Because he's a great football player.
Right. We can have that debate, whether or not a great football player is worth, you know, making the statement about your organization that would make. We're not even there yet, because this guy who lives in his own little bubble, the guy that did to his son what he did to his son, that is documented, and he pleaded no contest as a means of skating through the system because he has a tremendous lawyer. Millions of people every day can't, you know, he has a great lawyer.
Rusty Harden.
He's objecting to the Vikings? He should be saying, thank you very much. Give me my jersey back. Let's go purple. Give me a break.
By the way, again, the big news is Brad Biggs, the first to report that the Bears are indeed exploring trade possibilities
hold on.
Brandon Marshall.
Yes,
find it at ChicagoTribune.com.
And it looks like Inside the NFL Showtime is talking to HBO about a trade for Brandon Marshall's show. They want to trade him for Armin Katayan.
Yeah, they're offering 2 free passwords to get Showtime on the go for the rights to Brandon Marshall. So
no word yet how Boomer or Phil Sims feels about this.
And the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Can we get Greg Gumbel on the line?
Get him on. Tampa Bay Bucks beat writer is tweeting the reason. Roy Cummings, you know Roy Cummings?
Yeah.
Roy Cummings, who writes for the Tampa Tribune, said the Bucks are indeed interested because they are still not sure about the health of Doug Martin.
They're interested in who?
Adrian.
Okay, now we're switching from Marshall to Peterson.
Oh, yes, we were talking
about. But here's the thing. Imagine this. Imagine this triumvirate. Jameis Winston, Adrian Peterson, Brandon Marshall.
Lance Briggs.
Of the four, he's the most stable individual of them all.
And maybe Tillman.
Okay. Man of the year.
Bring them all in.
I think that Jameis Winston makes sense for Tampa because Lovey needs them and, you know, the fan base, whatever. Adrian Peterson would shock me that he's got the Bucks, a rebuilding team, as one of his five that he would be traded to.
Maybe they think they turn it quick.
What's the connection in Tampa, though? Lovey?
I guess Lovey.
They don't even have an offensive coordinator. Who did they hire?
Dirk Cutter.
That's right, Dirk Cutter. He's got a connection to Adrian Peterson? He's not exactly Mr. Ground and Pound. I want to know more about that connection. That's the most intriguing tidbit of this whole Peterson development. And you know that Lovey would come on down, Adrian. I'll give you a big old hug. I don't care about your past.
I'll take care of you.
I will take care of you. I am Father Flanagan. Welcome aboard. He thinks he can fix all of these flawed individuals.
Hold on. There's a tweet. They have acquired Brandon Marshall, Adrian Peterson, and Greg Hardy are all now at the Bucks. How about that? Tank Johnson coming out of retirement, too.
Sam Hurd, player personnel.
Smokes.
Player development director.
By the way, if you're heading to the airport and you're listening to us or you're watching and you're getting ready to get in a car to head to the airport, if you're going to New York, LaGuardia has now been shut down. Close the airport till at least 7 p.m. tonight.
Wow.
Delta flight has skidded off a runway and crashed into a fence.
We hope everything's okay, and that news was brought to you by the Big Capple.
There you go, buddy.
New York news on the moment, on
right
the 8th.
But there could be a lot of people flying. You never know. Let's see.
Does that mean, is Boomer going to make it in town this weekend for the Rangers game then?
I'm not sure.
I hope that he can get out in time. It's only Thursday.
All right, we'll get to all these calls. We got a ton of Marshall calls and Mike and Valpo a baseball call.
I'm going to talk to Bryce and Valpo.
Bryce Drew from Valpo.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN+.
By the way, Bryce Drew, we moved to tomorrow with the breaking Brandon Marshall news.
Yeah.
So we'll have
him
tomorrow.
He's okay with that?
Yeah, he was
good.
Great. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. It's Cap and Haw continuing. The connection for the Tampa Bay Bucks to Adrian Peterson is defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier.
That's right. That's right. I feel stupid for not recognizing that sooner.
Same here. I forgot.
Yeah, of course. That makes a lot of sense.
So,
and Leslie Frazier would vouch for Lovey, and there would be a comfort zone, and I'm sure that Leslie Frazier would make sure that Lovey knew how good of a guy Adrian Peterson was to coach.
Is he friends with safeties coach Michael Smith too?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Gil Bird, they've got some veteran. Dirk Cutter is indeed the offensive coordinator. Kevin O'Day, former Bears assistant. So a lot of guys, all Lovey's guys on that staff. Let's go back to the phones. There it is. Let's go back to the phones. And where are we going here? Going to Bob in Glendale Heights. Hey, Bob, what's going on there?
Hey, what's Sparkles? Going on, guys?
Hey, Bob.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Listen, I got an opinion on Brandon Marshall.
All right.
I would not get rid of Brandon because of the fact that it was Trestman who let him get away with doing this show. He is a number one receiver because with Lovey, he got over double-digit touchdowns and 1,000 yards. You have to get a number one receiver. If we can get someone to blow the top off, I can understand. But you keep Brandon here. We got a coach who will discipline him. We keep him. That's my opinion. You guys throw him under the bus like he's terrible. He's bad. He's not. He was productive here. He's a number one receiver. Remember San Francisco? Nobody else would have played. He caught 3 touchdowns on a game that nobody would have played.
That was week
Please,
two.
Guys, give him credit.
That was week two, Bob.
Hey, Bob, okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir, Dave.
How long have you been in the Bears locker room interacting with the guys that interact with Brandon every day to tell us off the record how much they can't stand this guy?
Wait a minute. That's your opinion. Listen to me for a minute. I'm 58 years old. A publicity director called Dan Desmond lived in my family's apartment. I used to see Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus. There's a few people there. When he crosses the line, he gets the job done. Trestman made him like that. Under Lovey, we had no problem with him, Dave.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. I would not go so far as to say that they had no problem with him with Lovey. I think that Lovey did a better job of managing him and keeping things beneath the surface. But I can tell you firsthand that Lovey Smith had his issues with Brandon Marshall on that team. Or the people that coached Brandon Marshall on that team, offensively, the offensive staff, they would use the term high maintenance would be generous one to.
Would you say the tipping point for Fox and Pace and Fox was the fight with Chris Harris, the coach who used to be a Bears safety?
No. I don't know that there was a tipping point, Cap. I don't know that there is a commitment to necessarily play 2015 without him. We know they're dealing him. My sense is that if you're going to go this far, you're going to get rid of him. I think it's just a combination of things. I don't know that they're an argument with Chris Harris, who isn't on the staff anymore,
right?
Would have any sort of impact more than the types of anecdotal evidence that you may have gathered that make you think that you might be better off from a chemistry standpoint moving on. Also from a cost-benefit analysis. You look at what he is due this year in terms of cash. $7.5 million. He did not have a great year, Cap. He did not have a very productive year. This is the exception. He's been very productive, but he was injured this year. And a 30-something wide receiver who plays as physically, is as physically minded as Brandon Marshall is he going to be injured again? These are the questions you have to ask yourself. And if he isn't playing well and he isn't getting the ball enough, is this the guy that you want around? I don't know. If they have a better alternative, and usually you can find one at wide receiver, you feel pretty good about Alshon Jeffrey. You also have Martellus Bennett, who's a very good, we always talk about number one receivers. Martellus Bennett is a you know, 1A option or a number two receiver. He's a good option to have. You're not devoid of offensive weaponry.
Is Alshon Jeffery a one?
In the right system.
Not sure about that.
I have doubts too, but you say, can he be? Yeah.
He's a two.
Well, you might have two twos next year. You might have three twos. Would you rather have three twos or one one with an asterisk? I mean, that's the math equation now.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
2 + 2 + 2 equals what?
Out of town. That's what it means. Corey in Orland Park. Hey, Corey, what's going on there, dog?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, not much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're good.
Hey, look, I just, you know, to me it doesn't matter whether he stays or goes, but I just feel like everybody is piling on Brandon like it's all his fault. And my perspective is this. The locker room was screwed up when Trestman got there, and the so-called leaders, Briggs, Tillman, they had no respect for those that coaching staff, I don't think, whatsoever. And then it was just a trickle-down effect. Now, Brandon Marshall, everybody wants to get rid of him and send him out of town and this and that and the other. Last year, he was unhealthy. He was productive, just like Hall said. He was productive previously. So we got a new coaching staff. We should get rid of Briggs and Tillman, and let's see what happens. Now, you don't get rid of a one. You guys sitting up here saying, is Alshon a one? I'll answer that, no, he's not. He's a two. That's it. He's a two. He will never be a one. He won't even be a 1A. You get rid of Marshall, we got more problems. I believe that we need to keep Brandon, and we need to figure out what's going on the defensive side of the ball, on the offensive line, and go from there. And, you know, you want to get rid of Cutler, that's fine. But piling on Brandon, and I know that Showtime stuff and all that, yeah. Mix that. Don't let him do it. He get back, he got John Fox in the locker room as his head coach, and I think he'll fall in line. That's what I believe now.
Okay, you know, that's fair enough, but you're right. You're right on every count, Corey. Brandon Marshall is a guy that you really look to make big plays, and when he's healthy, he makes a lot of them. And he does have the San Francisco game. Nobody ever forget that one-handed catch. He made a lot of great catches. From a football perspective, this isn't a football argument. I mean,
if he was not a sideshow, they wouldn't be moving.
No, if they didn't sense that he was a potentially divisive force in the locker room or had a negative impact on some teammates, I don't think that they would even dare to look around for a trade partner. But the fact of the matter is that he has been combustible and that there are a lot of things that he has prioritized from a perception. This is perception. Maybe it's not reality. The perception is he prioritized a lot of things over winning. And John Fox said it when he was in Denver. He hasn't said it here yet, but you'll hear it. He wants Super Bowlers, not Pro Bowlers. And that's the kind of thing that you look at with the shopping Brandon Marshall and you remember, is this a guy that you can win a Super Bowl with? He's never been to the playoffs, Cap. He's been a very good NFL receiver who hasn't been to the playoffs. There's not that winning pedigree that makes him worth having around.
You remember the line in Miracle, Herb Brooks sitting there at the Broadmoor Ice Arena?
Again!
Craig Patrick
Again,
said that,
that
was later.
Okay.
Craig Patrick says, "What's this?" That's 25 names. We got to get it down to 20. He goes, "But you're missing some of the best players." I'm not looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right ones.
Oh, yes, I remember that now.
Remember that?
That was powerful and poignant. At
By the
same
way,
time.
Packers apparently are indeed moving on from Randall Cobb.
Yeah.
They offered him between around $8 to $8.5 million a year, and he
you
turned
get
it
that.
Down.
You get that. Good. Hey, you know what, Cap? I really respect Randall Cobb as a receiver, but I think that these guys have these visions of grandeur, okay, and they're delusions of grandeur. And why you would consciously make a decision to get away from Aaron Rodgers, good luck to you. Good luck to you, Randall Cobb. And from the Bears' perspective, see ya out of the division.
Sounds like he's going to the Raiders or the Jags for about $10 million a year.
Oh, you want to go to the Jaguars for an extra $1 million a year? I can't tell anybody how to prioritize their finances. But you have just damaged your NFL longevity because you're playing in the Packers offense that made you who you are as a wide receiver. Right? Am I stupid here?
No.
I mean, you're not going to play against teams that don't know how to defend you every week with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
To all these guys, it's about the Benjamins.
I know. And I understand that and can respect that and get it. But, boy, you were making a conscious decision to go away from being the second banana to Jordy Nelson and to have Aaron Rodgers throwing to you, and you're going to be making a $9 million a year in Green Bay? That money goes a long way in Wisconsin, pal.
No question.
That's a lot of bratwurst.
That's a lot of cheese. By the way, Brandon Marshall just tweeting, I wish the Bears would try and trade me. We're going to have problems.
No, it's not. It's a fake account.
It is not. It's the linebacker for the Broncos.
I thought that was a fake account.
No. It's verified account. Brandon Marshall. That is the linebacker for the Broncos.
Okay, wrong Brandon Marshall then.
Correct.
Because Brandon Marshall is like Mean Machine or something, or Machine Marshall.
Machine Marshall.
Yeah.
This one said.
Maybe you could DM me again.
I could confirm that I've never even
really
been
thinks.
To Chicago. Somebody tweeted at him at the Broncos one and said, can you please confirm you haven't parted from Chicago and help stop this false media? He tweets back, I can confirm I've never even been to Chicago. I wish the Bears would try and trade me. We're going to have problems.
Yeah, interesting.
Funny.
Yeah, well, this would be something that we would hear from the other Brandon Marshall about. I think the real Brandon Marshall, because he's got thoughts, you know. And I told you, I ran into him at the Super Bowl, and it wasn't a great experience. It was, you know, it was something I remember saying that, you have two jobs, and he took it the wrong way, and then he direct messaged me about how we had a lot of fun at his expense this year. Great job. You know, totally, like, I think that that's whack bro really bothered him. The fact that we made a game show out of it.
It's whack to me.
Yeah.
It's whack, bro. It's whack.
We might hear from him at some point about this because he's not a guy that, you know, he's in the media now. I'm sure. I would like Brandon Marshall, the analyst, to break down the trade possibilities of Brandon Marshall, the receiver.
I would like Brandon Marshall to say, David Kaplan, Comcast Sports, WGN Radio. What do you think of the game show that's going on the air called That's Whack, Bro? I would love to hear what he had to say about
he
that.
He might say he's never heard of it. That probably would be his reaction.
No way.
His answer now.
No way.
My sense is that, the thing is that it's really always complicated with Brandon Marshall, isn't it? You have a lot of respect for the attention that he has drawn to the mental health initiative and everything that he has done. For in the name of borderline personality disorder and all the good that he has created and all the money he has committed. And then there's the other aspect is his other job, his day job as a wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. And he has been productive at times but disruptive at others. And that's why ultimately I think that they'll end up parting company. Did a lot of good in the city. But not enough good in the at Hallis Hall.
All right. We got to grab a timeout and grab more of your calls. 312-235-2525. It's Cap and Haw. This is Comcast SportsNet and WGN Plus.
This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Mitch in hometown. Hey, Mitch, what's going on there, Cookie?
What's up, Cap and Mark?
What's up? Say hi to Adam, too. Adam's here.
Hey, Adam Ho.
Hi.
Adam Ho. He works over at WGN Radio. Welcome back. Cap and Haw right here on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus. By the way, if you're heading out to Ravinia buying tickets for August 19th, David Kaplan will be in concert.
Really?
My wife showed me on her iPad this morning. She's like, hey, honey, pick out what concerts you want me to try and order tickets to. And I look, I go, August 19th. She's like, who's there? I go, David Kaplan. I have no idea who he is. It's not me because I have the musical
There's
ability.
Another David Kaplan appearing. There's going to be a lot of Cub fans that kind of buy tickets thinking that you're going to sit up there and talk about the future and interview Anthony Rizzo.
So.
It's coming tonight. We have Anthony Rizzo, Steve Stone, and Crane Kenny. By the way. Congrats to Steve Stone and Fred Mitchell for winning the Ring Lardner Award.
I knew Fred did. I texted him yesterday.
Stoney too.
Stoney won?
Yep. Definitely a good good day for those guys. Well deserved. Class acts.
Congrats, Stoney too. I did not know that.
Yep.
Anyway, 312-235-25.
See, you talk about that at your
25.
Concert.
Yeah.
August 19th.
August 19th. Come see me in concert at Ravinia. I have the musical ability of a dead gnat. But
concert doesn't have to be music. You can do stand-up, too. Cap, do a little stand-up.
What's going on, that? Romeo?
See? Favorite Cap nicknames. Everyone in the first row. Hey, Sparkles.
All right, let's go back to the phones. And let's see, where are we going here?
You Russell and Waukegan. What's going on there, Buttercup?
Hey, Buttercup. Let's go to Scott in Carpentersville.
All right, Scotty.
What's up, Sparky?
What's up, Sparky?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Got a quick question. What do you think about maybe Brandon Marshall going to the Baltimore Ravens since he asked their coach that time if he would let him do that show if he was on his team?
Yeah, Brandon Marshall probably would love that. That would be what are the Ravens willing to give up for him, and do they see him as a fit?
There's no way Trestman wants that clown show with him again.
He's not making personnel decisions.
But they're going to ask him. You just had this guy. Stay away. No way.
My sense would be that Mark Trestman would probably vote no if had to check a box. But I don't know how much clout he has yet. He's the offensive coordinator. He's not the general manager. I would think that if you think Brandon Marshall can help your team as an intermediate threat on an offense that probably could use another dependable receiver, then you think that your head coach in John Harbaugh is strong enough to command the room no matter who's in it.
Scott, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Scott. Good question.
312-235-2525. Byron is in Davenport, Iowa. Hey, Byron, what's going on, Leftwich?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, how you doing?
I have a problem with these guys trying to trade Brandon Marshall all the time. You're not going to always have a perfect teammate. He's not there to make everybody happy or make everybody
Byron, laugh. You're not in that locker room. Talk to people around that organization. They want him under no circumstances back with this team.
Really?
Not well-respected.
He's not well-respected, but he does perform on that field. You're not going to go to work and have everybody like you, though.
Well, it's beyond that. I mean, it's, again, if he were a 100-catch guy coming off that kind of a season, I think your rationale might be different. But he's not. He's a guy that had some injury issues and his production was down. So it's all about is it worth it? You have that kind of discussion. And if John Fox and Ryan Pace, who have no allegiances to Brandon Marshall, project that it won't be worth it because he could get hurt again at this stage of his career based on their experiences, it's understandable. It absolutely is. Thanks, Byron.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Byron. 312-235-2525. Gregory is in Chicago. Gregory is next. Hey, Gregory. What's going on there, buddy?
Hey, Gregory.
How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about the Brandon Marshall trade right now, but I think they should, though, because it'd be a perfect fit because now that the Bears going to have to move on to another step because he hasn't did nothing. He did something for the Bears, but at the same time, you got to think about him being injured. And then you got to also think about who's up next. You see, if he get injured again, then what they going to do then?
Well, they're not going to leave that job vacant. They're going to replace him. They're going to pursue better alternatives, more conducive to the chemistry issue that matters to you.
They're trying to clean up chemistry first and put in a solid foundation. Appreciate the call, Gregory.
The one thing they found out last year is that they tried to duplicate the production they had in 2013 when that offense was the second best in the NFL, 30 points a game, and they thought everyone would come back. Everyone would stay healthy, and everyone would do the same thing. Behavior would repeat itself. I think what they forgot to factor into the equation was the value of chemistry and complacency and ego and things that do get in the way of success. It wasn't how the Bears responded to failure or adversity necessarily, which is something you always worry about with character guys. It's how do you handle success?
Correct.
And the Bears couldn't do that in 2013, and they got full of themselves, drunk with success. And what you saw was the dismantling of their offense because of it as a result. Mark Trestman wasn't a strong enough personality to lead them out of that.
You think about it now and how what a clown show last season was. And you're like, what?
Could invent this stuff.
You could not. By the way, Mark Lazarus had Chris Cook just tweeting, you better get a hold of Blair, your son. What? Andrew Shaw just took a puck to the mouth.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Pops up and appears to be okay.
Wow.
Takes a puck to the face off, a point shot. Ouch. Appears to be okay, says Brian Hedger now.
He's a tough guy. Stitch it up. Get back on the ice. I'm a little more disappointed that after having the 9:15 interview with Stan Bowman, asking him the question about Teuvo Teravainen showing a little bit more of a confidence and just looking like he belongs this time around, he's in a black jersey.
Yeah, he's that, which means scout team. He's not on one of the lines.
Q, what are you doing?
Also, the Broncos just making it official. Peyton Manning has decreased his salary by $4 million to stay in Denver.
That's a pay cut that is good of him to take. By the way, that interview for Stan Bowman is on WGNplus.com.
Yep,
right,
and
now.
If you follow me on Twitter, at the Capman, I just retweeted it.
And go on Twitter. Go to Chicago Sports, at Chicago Sports, the Tribune's sports section account. And there's a photo from last night's big Illinois victory, 69-57 over Nebraska, that I had to do a double take because I thought that was you in an orange blazer.
Yeah, I've gotten – you have no idea how many people.
It's John Gross, and he looks like your little brother. I mean, he looks like you in an orange blazer. I was like,
is it on the front page?
You made some good time getting back from Champaign last night, and you got a little orange on you there.
Is it on the front page?
It's right now it's on Chicago Sports. It's on the Twitter account. So just look at the Chicago Sports Twitter feed.
Wait, the Chicago Tribune Twitter feed?
It's at Chicago Sports.
At Chicago Sports. I'll have to check that out because I had somebody come up to me last night, and I was sitting at the same table, as I told you, with Kyle Long and Chuck Garfine, and somebody comes up, this really nice older gentleman. He goes, excuse me. I said, yeah. Are you Kyle Long's brother? Because he's got a bald head. I said, yeah, he's 6'7", probably 300, and I'm 5'10", 190. Yeah, we're brothers. And I'm like 25 years older than him. Yeah, that one works out well.
But you guys don't really look alike.
No, I don't think we do at all.
I mean, that's flattery, though.
I did get in Vegas.
You're the brother of a 24-year-old lineman.
Did get in Vegas. Somebody come up and said, excuse me, you look just like Michael Keaton. Like... Okay.
He's starting in a new movie I just saw. Where did I read that? Did Sneed whisper that to me, or where did I see that?
Could have been a Sneedling.
Sound like a Sneedling?
Could have been. 312-235-2525. Terry has a question. I want to hear David Haw's answer.
Okay.
To. Hey, Terry, what's going on there, you cheesehead?
I'm not a cheesehead. I'm an ex-Bear fan.
I love it.
I'm not an ex-Bear fan. I'm a dislocated Bears fan.
Okay.
I just want to know your opinion, and what if Cutler would redo his contract like Peyton Manning did?
Well, I don't know the specifics of Peyton Manning's contract, but wasn't he re-signed with the Broncos, correct?
Peyton Manning re-signed with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
He was under contract, though.
Okay. I don't know that Jay Cutler would be motivated to do that. I mean, I think that they may approach him, but okay – Cap, you're the biggest detractor of Cutler around. But if you were him and the Bears came to you and said, you know what, we didn't want to pay you $15 million this year, would you consider a pay cut? We're $27 million under the cap. We'd like to get to 31 or 32.
Show me what you're going to do with it.
You know, the thing is that he's restructured his contract. He structured his contract in such a way last year. Obviously, he benefited from it greatly. But to make it more as a pay-as-you-go type of thing, so it gave them flexibility. I don't know what professional athlete in this day and age would, if you're in Jay Cutler's situation, be motivated to, you know, suggest that you restrict pay me less. Please, can you pay me less?
What if you said to me...
Peyton Manning's doing it because he's Peyton Manning, and you know what? That's like how many Sprint commercials? Is it Sprint?
My God, that picture does look like...
It does, doesn't it?
It's pretty funny.
Peyton Manning, that's like he calls Papa John's. Hey, Papa, let's do another couple commercials. You know, he makes it up right there. Boom.
And he owns, what, 30 restaurants?
Yeah.
I guess Drew Brees is involved in, I don't know if it's Papa John's or one of them, and he was doing an interview. I was listening to some of it this morning. He said that there are days where he's got nothing going in the offseason. He's got his workout done. Nobody's at home. He will drive to one of the restaurants – answer the phones, take the orders, be behind the counter, and someone will come in and go, yeah, like a large.
Breeze?
You look just like Drew Breeze.
No kidding.
Yeah. Said he goes,
don't you
I
love that?
He goes, I enjoy it. It's a business I want to be a part of. He wants to learn about it. He goes, so I make the pizzas. I think it was pizza. I get involved behind the counter.
He's one of the best guys to deal with, though, in the NFL. He's seems like he's always been that way. He was like that in college, and he hasn't changed. He's just become more polished. But when he was at Purdue, I can remember covering a lot of his games, especially that his senior year when they went to the Rose Bowl. There was not a more enjoyable college athlete to be around than Drew Brees.
312-235-2525. Let's get Mike in Valpo because he has been holding forever.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, what's up there, bud?
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning.
My question to you guys is, do you think the first 2 months of the baseball season, the Cubs will outdraw the White Sox even without bleachers? I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Probably so.
Thank you.
You're talking about 5,000 seats, right?
Right. Cubs have 25,000 season tickets sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Sox Cubs are half that.
The Cubs are definitely going to outdraw the Sox first 2 months with or without bleachers. That's not really in dispute. And neither is the financial aspect of this cap. You know, as I reported this morning, that's we're talking about probably financially a hit of about $1 million. That's a concert.
That's a concert. Add one more concert.
That's a concert.
Put a minor league.
Bring in Rascal Flatts. Come on back, guys.
Put a minor league game in there, or a soccer game, whatever.
I'd rather see Rascal Flatts at a minor league game.
Rascal Flatts country?
God, you have so much to learn. I'm just here to teach you about music.
You know who's coming?
Good music.
Yeah, I'm going to call your wife, tell Allison, you need to come up to Ravinia this summer. Alan Jackson's playing.
See, that's almost too country. I'm not a huge Alan Jackson guy. Although, you know, he has some songs that you like. I'm not a huge, that's really, I don't know. I'm just not the biggest
there,
Alan
I like
Jackson
one
guy.
Song of his called My Silver Corvette. It's the only song.
Yours
like
is blue,
this.
Though.
I bought his, but
Alan
my
Jackson
original
sang
one was his.
The famous 9/11 song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning?
Really?
Yeah. You don't know that one either, do
no,
you?
No, I don't. I only listen to real music. Let's go back to the phones. Mike and Gurney. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I got a question for you and I guess a comment. You know, when we got Brandon from Miami, we only gave up 2 third-round picks for him, which kind of lends me to believe they wanted him out of there. And what do you think that, based on last year's production from him, what do you think we can get for him this year?
Well, we were talking about that, you know, probably, maybe a
if
fifth,
anything, a late draft
late
pick.
Late draft pick, Mike, and I think that's probably optimistic, thanks to the phone call. I still maintain, Cap, and I took a lot of grief for this when I wrote it. The Miami Dolphins, you know, they basically unloaded Brandon Marshall as well. And Brandon Marshall will get out of here and leave, and, you know, people will be thrilled to see him go. And I still think the trade was good for the Bears. I still think that trade was good for the Bears at the time. They needed to legitimize their passing game. He had some very productive seasons in Chicago. He was a guy that did not, you know, you can say a lot of things about his personality. He rubbed you the wrong way. He, you know, his ego, whatever, sensitivity. But he did not get – he stayed out of trouble. He stayed out of trouble, and he said he was going to do that. So, you know, I'll have mixed feelings, actually, when Brandon Marshall, if, in fact, he leaves town, because he's an easy target right now. But you can't diminish what he did accomplish as a Bear.
They gave up 2 threes for him. Where did they get the second one? What was that deal?
I forget. But none of those guys were on the Dolphins roster as when they played each other last year. It wasn't like a deal like, oh, my gosh, you know, the Bears regret this. No, absolutely not. The Bears were better for that deal, even with all the pain and suffering and nonsense and the clown show,
the
as
clown
you like
show.
To call it.
Missouri Valley Conference Tournament starts tonight on CSN Chicago, 6 o'clock. Number 8, Missouri State. Number 9, Southern Illinois. That will follow a 5 to 6 p.m. Sports Talk Live. 8:30, number 7, Drake. And number 10, Bradley. I had the Drake-Bradley game in Peoria this year, won by the Drake Bulldogs of Ray Giacoletti. Get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at Apted Glenview. With the Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come in the app today. See the complete selection of Samsung electronics or call them up at 847-544-2228. For complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, shop app, ABT, 847-544-2228. App.com, the website. Ask for the great Steve Shapiro, pleasing people since 1936. Quick time out. We will take some more calls to wrap up this show.
It's the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN+.
When you pull on that jersey, you represent yourself and your teammates. And a name on the front is a hell of a lot more important than the one on the back. Get that through your head. Again.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Absolutely awesome. One of the great movies of all time. How about that?
No argument there.
That is Miracle with Herb Brooks, played by
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
And that was the scene where he has them do multiple wind sprints after a 3-3 tie with Sweden until they finally agree that they're playing for the United States of America.
That was great.
Awesome. So, and that connection. Okay, thanks, Mike. Mike's in my ear like, what's the connection to Marshall? Audience changes every 5-10 minutes. You're right. The reason we said that was people were calling and going, Brandon's the most talented receiver. And my connection back to that movie was, we're looking for the right players, not the best players. The right guys. As you said, you want guys who want to win
you
Super
want
Bowls.
Super not Bowlers, not Pro Bowlers.
Pro Bowlers.
And the Miami Dolphins trade in 2012 was for 2 third-round draft picks, one in 2012, one in 2013. And when they played the Dolphins back in October, I wrote about that. And the Dolphins dealt the third-round draft pick in 2012 to the Chargers for a third and a sixth. And they chose Michael Agnew, who's now was on his
Didn't
third.
He play for Illinois?
No, that's
that's Nana Egwu.
That's Egwu. Yeah, big win for the Lionel last night, though. By the way, you and your brother John Gross.
I was down there coaching last night.
Anyway, they chose Agnew, the tight end, who was on three teams later, and wide receiver B.J. Cunningham. You know, the legendary B.J. Cunningham.
Yes.
Yeah, who the Eagles cut last training camp, and then. In 2013, they spent the other third-round draft pick on Will Davis, a defensive back who ended up being a reserve safety. So the Dolphins got nothing out of that. What would the Bears have done with those picks? Probably pick two backup safeties.
Yeah.
That they would have been injured and out of
or a lineman that we ended up getting rid of.
Injured reserve and spent some time, you know, taking MRIs rather than making INTs.
Let's go back to the phones before we get out of here. We got about 6 minutes. 312-235-2525. Dennis is in Dundee.
Hey, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
How you doing there, bud?
Good, good. My question would be, if the Bears are going to keep Cutler, which is up in the air right now, wouldn't it make more sense to keep Marshall given their relationship? I mean, taking Marshall away, wouldn't you think that would make Cutler worse instead of better?
Getting Marshall away from Cutler would, in theory, have no effect on Jay Cutler. He should be the same quarterback with or without
a guy. And their relationship's not what it was.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. When you brought him here in 2012, you were motivated to surround Jay Cutler with everything that would give him the best chance to succeed. That didn't work. So I don't think that Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall are connected in any way or should be. So I know what you're saying, Dennis, but that's an old way of looking at it. Thanks for the phone call. You make a determination on Brandon Marshall independent of your evaluation of Jay Cutler.
You do not pander to Jay any longer.
They're
no
not going
more.
To. And I think that that was all part of this, post-combine press conference is that this is not going to be that regime. And nobody expected it to be. But Brandon Marshall going on the trade market is not have any effect on what they think of Jay Cutler. I don't think it indicates anything either. Now, if this were a Jay Cutler rumor, interesting. If they were making inroads to Christian Ponder, maybe.
Totally different.
Something like that. Josh McCown sitting down with them for breakfast to talk about being a starting quarterback was interesting for a while because it told me that, boy, these guys, I don't know, how are they evaluating quarterbacks? Really?
I wonder if they are privately talking to Ryan Mallett's people or...
Well, back channels?
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez?
You wonder.
What do you think of the Jake Locker
those rumors
idea?
Are out there.
Well, it's a rumor because John Gruden threw it out there. John Gruden, who I love John Gruden, but for him to suggest the Bears have all these other great alternatives to Jay Cutler, that sounds like a buddy of Mark Trestman trying to make the guy that Mark Trestman couldn't coach look worse. Because, Jake, you're going to feel better about the Bears. You, be objective here. You would feel better about the Bears' quarterback situation with Jake Cutler or Jake Locker?
Let's hear Gruden first.
You can bring Josh McCown back, Jake Locker possibly. There's some quarterbacks out there that need a new place to go. We were in Super Bowl 37 with Brad Johnson. Right. I think he was on his third team. Rich Gannon was on his fifth team. Steve Young never started until he was 30 years old. We live in a day where everything has to happen right now, or let's get him out of here. Some of these guys are going to prove to you that they can play. They just need a new setting.
That bought you some time.
That was on Mike and Mike a week ago.
That bought you some time. Who would you rather have, Cutler or Locker? And I think it's Jake Locker, not Jake Clocker, right?
Jake Locker.
John Fox might have some issues with that. He might call him Jay. Hey, Jay.
I got to look up.
Jake Clocker. You have to look up anything, Cap.
I got to see what Locker's
Jake Locker or Jake Cutler. No, the eye test. Don't tell me the stat test. Football. If you're watching football, you can't tell me that you would rather have Jake Locker than Jake Cutler.
I probably would have to say I'd keep Cutler.
Okay. Yes. The small victories in life are the ones worth savoring.
Let's see. Jake.
Today's a good day.
Locker. Jake Locker.
I'm done. I was writing for tomorrow, but I'm done.
He played 7 games. He was 58.9% completions.
Wrap it up.
5 TDs.
Thanks for watching.
7 interceptions.
We got Cap to admit he'd rather have Jake Cutler.
70.9.
Over Jake Locker. And boy, common sense prevails finally. You're right. You're exactly right. So when John Gruden says stuff like that, it sounds good. It makes headlines, and it's compelling stuff. Because we love John Gruden, and he knows quarterbacks. He's forgotten more about quarterback play than we've ever learned. I know that's a cliche thing to say. But this is just piling on. I don't think anybody – wanting to win next year or winning in 2 years. Jake Locker's not your guy. Now, it's a better debate. Mark Sanchez, okay. You could have that debate. Mark Sanchez has accomplished something.
Ryan Mallett.
Still have some serious issues. Not serious issues. I have some reservations about Ryan Mallett.
Brian Hoyer.
No. That's got 4-12 written all over it.
Jonathan Football.
Johnny Manziel? No. Not unless I'm doing a commercial.
Look,
no.
I just, you know my take on
alternatives,
this.
Alternatives. Unless, life is about choices.
Unless those guys feel they can win with Cutler, and I don't think they feel that way, there's no scenario you bring him back. I'd rather have you at quarterback.
No, you wouldn't. No, you would not. Jake Locker is a better quarterback than I would be, but I still would not rather have him than Jay Cutler.
I'd take some veteran guy out there, give him a chance, and go draft me Brett Hundley in the second round.
You can still draft Brett Hundley in the second round and keep Jay Cutler.
I just don't want to watch that guy. He has that punch me face. I'm just done with him.
The punch me face is undeniable.
All right, we're out of here.
Talk more tomorrow.
Back tomorrow. Look forward to it. Eddie Olczyk and more. See ya.
All right. Well, see you later.